Blog Talk Radio.
Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North, and I am so sorry.
And
I thought that Jacqueline
wasn't going to be here, but here she is live on the air with me. Thank you, Jacqueline. I must have messed up my schedule. I'm so glad you're on the air with me tonight.
And
Mercury isn't even retrograde yet, okay?
Hey, things happen. To me, I wasn't doing anything tonight that I, you know, I didn't have any events booked or anything else, so I don't know what I told you.
I don't know why you didn't catch up on it when you shared the link. On the link, I said that you weren't going to be able to be there, but I put your picture up because I still wanted to run you as the co-host, right? But when I wrote the description... Well, it's a fabulous night tonight because there's a lot going on cosmically. As I spoke about when we talked about the episode that's going to be going on tonight. And also, Jacqueline, thank goodness, is joining us tonight. And we also have a special person that I want to introduce to you out tonight. And she is just amazing. Her name is Therese Sharp, Reverend Therese Sharp. And she is a very experienced psychic and medium. And she's putting together this beautiful festival of light in Forest, Virginia. There's going to be many readers, aura photography, healers, all kinds of beautiful things that are going on in October on the 25th and 26th. We're going to just introduce you to her tonight because we're going to be doing a two-hour special next weekend, next Sunday night. Jacqueline and I will be serving you as we normally do from 6 to 7. And then Therese will come on, and we're going to talk about the festival itself, and she's going to be doing some readings with me for that second hour, so you have an opportunity to meet and interact with her here on Blog Talk Radio. I always like to try and bring new things out and new people that are gifted and sincere. And Jacqueline, I'm so happy you're on the air with me.
What a surprise.
And now I'd like to introduce you to Therese. She's going to tell us a little bit about her background and also about her beautiful Festival of Light that she has planned. We're all so excited. And Jacqueline and I are both going to take a peek at her chart and tell her how awesome this festival is going to be. Therese, you're on the air.
Hello. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited about this show that's coming up in October. It's going to be 2 days of a lot of fun and love. It's actually a labor of love for me. Basically, I do the show to raise money for a local place here that feeds the homeless, the Lynchburg Daily Bread. I have lots of different types of vendors and a lot to offer everybody. I actually have been doing readings pretty much my whole life. I've known that I can communicate with the other side since I was a child. It's generational for me. It's followed my mother's side and my father's side as far as the psychic ability and being able to heal. I'm also a Reiki master, ordained minister, called a master's degree in metaphysics. And, I teach classes. I do life coaching, all different types of things. I read the tarot, which I'll be doing some of next week. And that's a little bit of my background. And I'm just very excited to be able to promote the show tonight as well as next week. So if you have any questions after that, feel free to ask or anything else you'd like to know. Hello?
Did you leave us, Aphrodite? I don't know
Hello?
Where she went to. Can you
hear
me?
Okay, she went to... I can hear you, but I can't hear her.
This is really strange. We've been having some interesting phone things even before the show started. So I think that's really even more interesting than I was expecting her answer.
We're walking
here.
In and out of different time zones, I think. Or we're going to the radio.
Well, you know,
I'm back. My computer just going completely down, and I'm back.
Oh, you're
okay. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Funny phone thing.
Thank you for joining us.
That's what I had said. Scorpio moon doing that, messing with you.
I know. It's been a very ambitious day. I'm not going to go into the details.
So, Aphrodite, were you able to hear any of what I had just said?
No, basically, I was so involved in trying to move from one phone to another phone and reboot, I didn't hear any of it.
Okay.
I'm sure it was stellar. Was it stellar, Jacqueline?
Well, it was. It really was. She really announced everything very well and explained herself very well. And I do have to agree that this is definitely, you know, through your generations that you've just, you know, you were born with this. I mean, you have your sun and your moon and Mercury in the 12th house. So people who have crossed over, you have no problem. I mean, you're right there, especially with the Mars and Pisces. You're going to be able to connect with anybody you put your mind to, I guarantee you, because of those special attributes. And that's usually, you know, generationally-wise, when you see something embedded so deep as far as your intuitive ability and as far as your spirituality is concerned. So I so agree that everybody should try her out because she has some things she needs to say to other people. I guarantee you.
And the wonderful thing is the personality. Her personality is such that, you know, I mean, you and I, Jack, we both worked psychic fairs where there's like 12 different people in that same room, and people kind of walk in and get a feeling they want to go to a person just because they feel called to spiritually. And she's that kind of person, when you see her sitting there, you're like, geez, I think I want to talk to her. She's out there smiling. She's got this, like, very gentle, sweet, healing energy. She looks right at you. You feel like you're just sitting down in her parlor, even though there's all these other people at the fair. It's awesome.
It is. She's got that great Pisces rising, which is just so wonderful for people. They just, you know, vibe right into it. So.
Well, thank you. I try to make people at ease.
You
have no problem. Everybody will call you nice and sweet. That's what you are, is nice and sweet.
Thank you.
So our plan for next week, so what we're going to do is we're going to have our usual show, Jacqueline. I'm going to bring her on a little bit before we end and stuff. And so she's going to talk more about the different practitioners that are involved. We can highlight some of those people that have been coming consistently to her event. They're all gifted in many different ways. And then we're going to do maybe a few tarot readings. So if you're open to stay a little late next week, I know you love your tarot too, maybe all three of us could do that together.
Oh, it sounds like fun.
Okay.
I love it.
And like I said, it's all good radio. And people, I think it's so nice to have that shared expression between people. And although we can see things maybe from a different perspective, what I have experienced with people that I work with, especially you, Jacqueline, is that our bottom line is usually very close to the same, but we bring out different facets of it because of our experience and the beautiful, unique personalities that we are, you know, and it's just a beautiful sharing that can go on in radio like this, the event that we're doing at the Festival of Light as well, and it's just a wonderful thing to be able to offer to the public at large.
Oh, yeah. I think it's great. I'm really excited to see what she comes up with because, here again, I really love this chart. As far as a psychic and as far as a humanitarian, she's the best. So
she's awesome.
Well, thank you. My head is getting a little big now. So
now, if you want to continue to listen to the show, Therese, I can put you on hold and you can listen. Or we can just get back together next week if you have other things planned this evening. That's up to you.
That's fine. I think I'm going to let you all do what you do, and I will talk to you all next week. And anybody out there that's listening, if you have any questions, make sure you just jot them down, and I'll be happy to answer anything you've got to ask. So thank
you
so much
after
that.
And Festival of Light 2014 is on Facebook, and she has the participating vendors and a lot of interesting information there, and that will give you an idea of how wonderful this is going to be for all three of us to get together next week. And, Teresa, I'm so glad you could join us tonight so I could at least give your intro, okay?
Thank you so much. And just a little side note, if you check out the Facebook page, it is Festival of Light 2014 official event page. There seems to be several, but I'm not real sure how they got there. But check out the official event page, and there is a link to the website as well. So,
can you give us the web address so that they can go directly to the web address if they, you know, if they can't find it on Facebook?
Yes. I'm sorry? Okay, I've lost you again. Are you there?
What's the web address so that they can go to it directly if they can't find it on Facebook?
The website, it's a very long, it's http://festivalofwhite.wix.com. That's the web, the official website. But there is a link there on the Facebook page. It'll take you right to it. Okay?
Great.
All right. You girls have a good evening, and I will be talking to you next week.
God bless you, honey. Have a wonderful time. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
God bless you, too.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Nice to meet you.
Bye. Oh, nice to meet you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She's such a darling, I tell you. So, anyway, let's talk a little bit about what's going on tonight as far as the cosmic things. Did you guys already talk about that? Because I was, like, missing an action because of my electronic snafu over here.
Oh, no, we were talking, we talked about her and a little bit about the festival, and it was as far as what we got, and we were calling out for you, and you disappeared. So that's as far as we got with that.
Yeah, I know, I got lost out in cyberspace again. All right. Well, the things that I found interesting to talk about a little bit tonight before we go to our callers is that Mercury just got into Scorpio. And I find when a planetary energy, especially like Mercury, because it's a pretty quick mover, it's in the first 2.5 degrees of the sign. It's very intense. And sometimes we can just pick up things so quickly that we're like, where'd that come from? So that happened yesterday, actually last night. And then Venus is getting ready to move into Libra, getting out of that Virgo energy and moving into Libra this week. And I thought, this is great because we have balance and intensity coming together over these next few days in, I think, a remarkable way.
Oh, I do, too. I think it's, you know, really, for me, you know, again here, I have a 0 degrees Mercury in Scorpio. So for me, naturally, the intensity is all, you know, I understand it very well. And with the Venus going into the Libra, it really gets people out of that heavier mode of the work mode and the dogma mode and really gets us into more of a peace and a loving and more of a one-to-one with others and having that personalness with others during this period of time. Venus in Libra really brings a lot of people a lot more peace and a lot more balance in their life, as to where we've had a lot of things that have been out of balance. But now that things are starting to fall into place, it's a great timing for Libra, Venus to go into Libra and really balance what we love out.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's happening. I'm loving having Mars in Sag right now. It's sitting right on my moon. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Oh, it's a great thing.
Well, it's been a little frenetic today, but it's all been pretty good, but there's like a lot of stop and go, especially with the electronics. I don't know what's been going on lately, but it's just been, and Mercury's not even in retrograde yet. So I think maybe that's a sign for me before it goes retrograde to make sure I get things more in order.
Absolutely. When things start going out of order beforehand, they're kind of giving you an indication of what direction's going to go next. It's always like that with a solar return, too, because your solar return starts to kick in about a month before your year. So you start to see the shift of energy, and it's always when it's in that shifting mode, everybody's always cautious, where is this coming from, what's this going on, it's just shifting energy, and here again, the same thing's going on now, just with everybody, of that shift of energy, so it's going, okay, well, it's leading me this way, let's go this way, let's double and triple check on that communications there, as far as electronics are concerned. We did talk about that we had the communication snafu before we even started.
It's got to be my Mercury under affliction.
Oh, no. It's sitting dead on mine.
All right. Well, no matter what, we're going to take care of as many people as we can tonight and make them happy.
That sounds great to me.
Our first caller is somebody we're very familiar with. She's a good friend of ours at this point. Are you ready?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Good Sunday to both of you. Can you hear me good on this? I just got another headset. Is this more, audible than the other one?
Yes. I like it.
Good.
Sounds great.
Excellent. Gosh, thank you for all these weeks of helping.
It was our pleasure.
The first. arrived at least a measure of safety. My Mercury is in Scorpio. I don't know where it is. I just know it is, and I was wondering how it's going to affect it. Yeah, I'm feeling better. Things are going better. But everything is up in the air, make plans and take them apart. So I wonder what you have to say to me, and then I'm going to listen to the rest of the show.
Okay.
Well, and your Mercury is 7 degrees Scorpio, by the way, just to let you know. And Mercury is going to, before it goes retrograde, it's going to come close with an orb of your Mercury, and then it's going to back up into Libra. And so at this time, it's going to produce great ideas, great information, give you your intuitive ability a stronger pull. But then when it goes retrograde, you're going to have to go back and readdress things and look at things and question things. But when it goes direct and over, it is when you're going to actually get the confirmations that you've been looking for. So again here, I am going to tell you to have a little bit more faith, because it's going to be somewhere around the 1st of November when it starts to hit your Mercury again. So that's really what you're looking for to empower you. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Thank you.
I think a Mercury return like that is very profound. I like the fact that it actually is going to be in trine with that retrograde Neptune in Pisces. And I am totally in agreement about the whole faith issue here, about it's so surreal because she never thought she would get this far. And when she looks back at the obstacle path that she's been on and how she has arrived, it is going to reinforce her faith, I think, naturally. Does that make sense, Deanna?
I feel like a bird. I mean, I'm looking at all these mountains and, obstacles I've gone through, and I'm just amazed I'm here. And thank goodness for right now, not much, but at least enough to think, okay, I can eat, I can pay the bills, and, I could maybe get a car. Everything is feeling so much easier off the shoulders. It's been 6-something years of fear, utter fear. And it's much better now. That's why I said thank you so many times, because you deserve many more thank yous that I've just expressed.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. You're more than welcome. Jupiter's getting closer to Pluto, too, which is really good news. It's already in a trine with your vertex and your north node, which is like the cup overflowing of the Bible. You've got a grand trine going on with Jupiter right now in Leo, so the more you have that attitude of gratitude, the more you rest on your heartfelt faith, the better it's going to be, hon. The better it's going to be.
I think I'm going to call, one or both of you this week and next week, outside the program, but Thank you so much. It's really been great. And I didn't have the faith. I really did not, because so many things had gone wrong. And then little by little, I started feeling the help from many, and that's what made me stay here. I wish Robin Williams had had that help as well.
Well, ring us up anytime.
I shall. Thank you so much, both of you. Have a blessed week. And everyone else.
I'll put you back on hold so you can listen, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Okay. She's such a darling. I love
her. She
is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny because even though I had put out that you weren't going to be here tonight, the second person that signed on, which was from a 772 area code. So I picked it up thinking, is she really going to show up here? Maybe things changed. You know, I wasn't sure what was going on. Anyway,
you're even funnier. 772. Wow.
So that's our next caller. You ready?
Okay, let's do it.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Well, you're not going to believe this, but I have been listening ever since I got called in. I've been hearing everything that everyone's been saying. I don't know what happened with the communications. And then you guys are talking about Mercury and about, oh, my God. And I'm thinking, and here I'm sitting. And I kept saying, hello? Do any of you hear me? I can hear you.
Wow.
So, before the show even started, I was part of it. And I was hearing everything. It was very, very informative and entertaining, and I heard you talking to Teresa and then Jacqueline, and both of you were on and off and falling off the call. I'm like, oh God, please. It was hysterical. So I'm thinking, well, I hope I'm still in the queue, because I don't know if when you thought my number was Jacqueline.
Right.
But when you said that, I heard you saying that, and I said, hello, and there was nothing. And I thought, oh, my gosh, does that mean that I'm not in the queue or I'm not going to get on the show? Oh, my gosh. So where in the heck is my Mercury?
Oh, and who are we talking to?
Deb Bosar.
Yep.
Oh,
in Washington
Deb,
State now.
I should recognize your...
I was dying. I thought, then I thought, wait a minute, does that mean I'm not on the queue? But then I must be, I called in, so I don't know. Oh, my gosh. So there's something
going on with
my chart.
Your Mercury is in very, very early Pisces, and it's in perfect trine to Mercury that just entered Scorpio right now. So your psychic ears are on, but Neptune is still very close to your Mercury, so that's why you're in this confusion just like me, because Neptune's sitting on my natal ascendant right now, retrograde. My trine. So it's like, no.
Wow.
It's
that
all
was
good.
That was something else. That was something else. But it was a little weird being able to hear everything and knowing that you guys weren't hearing me. It was like I felt like I was eavesdropping. But I thought, I don't want to hang up and call back in, because I want to be in the, you know, I want to get on the show. So if I do that, I might I'll lose my place, if I have a place in line. Oh, my gosh, that was hysterical. Well, that was my entertainment for today.
It's amazing.
Anyway.
If you knew some of the electronic craziness I've been going through for the last 2 weeks, I mean, it's been off and on, this past week was even worse than before. It's like, okay, give me a break here.
Are you sure someone that's departed isn't, like, messing with you? Because that sounds like something my mother would do to me.
Certainly hope not.
That's funny.
What question did you have for us tonight, Deb?
Well, the question is, I have been getting some activity on my resume, and my present job has become almost intolerable. But I was just wondering, I actually have an interview set up for Tuesday, but it's like downtown Seattle, so it would be a brutal commute, you know, back and forth.
It's going to be worth the trip. Do it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that's why I'm
going
to
sad right
up.
Now about travel and your second house and how you earn your daily bread. And it's moving in trine with Jupiter that's transiting your 10th house of your career. Oh, yeah, I do it.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I set up the appointment for Tuesday afternoon, absolutely. And I thought, you know what? They pay me enough money, I'll commute, you know?
And that's
the
point.
Yep.
That's the point. I think it really you're going to be surprised at what they offer you.
Well, and the thing is, it's back in marketing and advertising. And I mean, Aphrodite, you know, that was, as soon as I got into marketing and advertising, I that was my love. That was my favorite career. It was the career that I was most successful at. And
it's always
been
your pièce de résistance. I mean, it's where you fly. And the thing is, you always have traveled in your work anyway. So to travel for the interview seems to me almost, oh, well.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. But the thing, oh, gosh, I just totally lost my train of thought. That's been happening a lot, too. I don't know what's going on with my chart, but I'll be on a train. I just totally have been losing my train of thought, which I've got to get it together before Tuesday, my interview. That wouldn't be good. It's for a management type job. So I'm really excited about that because I need to be more in management than being one of the soldiers at this point in my life. So.
I agree.
I'm excited for this for you. I think this is a great thing. I would look forward to it and be excited about what's going to happen. I really would.
Okay, great. Well, and then I also have another inquiry, which I'm going to be calling about tomorrow from another marketing and advertising firm. That one would be closer. And then I had a recruiter leave me a message, a recruiter down in Texas, recruiting for an area job here. But, yeah, so it seems things seem to have heated up, you know, after many months of not a whole lot of activity. So I'm really happy about that. But when do you see me possibly changing jobs? I'm feeling like it could be like in, you know, 3 weeks.
Even less.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What do you think, Jack?
Right.
I think within the next week to 10 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think it's going to be before Mercury goes retrograde.
Yeah,
and when
did
it go? When does it go retrograde?
On the 5th.
The 5th?
Yep.
Ugh. Yeah, it's going to be a doozy. I think you guys are right.
It's going to come in like a train, I think, and you'll probably be able to negotiate giving your, you know, notice and all that stuff in a good way. But I just think that you're the kind of person, I mean, I've known you for a long time, Deb, and when you grab hold of something, you want to run with that ball.
Well, it's been the last several years, it hasn't been like that with me. I felt like I'm in quicksand, you know, my feet are in mud. You know, it's been like I've been just slogging along instead of my usual pace. So I'm hoping that's over and done with at this point and that I can get back to my old most favorite self, you know, motivational-wise especially. So
I agree.
All right. Okay, well.
Mars and Sag gave me a boost.
Mars and Sag, yeah, well, I'll tell you. I need that fire, but sometimes it's overwhelming for my Pisces planets.
But it does overwhelm me a little bit, but it really works to your benefit, especially right now. So
okay, great.
Jupiter
great.
Well, is trining your Mars and trining transiting Mars, and it's shooting it off like a firecracker, so.
All right, so that ties in with I've been feeling like maybe financially the bad times are over and maybe I'm going to be getting a boost in the financial area.
Absolutely.
So.
Pluto went direct in your second house, and so you're setting a whole new financial standing now. And that's
okay.
Yeah, the worst is over. I'm guaranteeing you, the worst is over with that. It will not go
Yay.
Retrograde in your
Yay.
Second house.
Oh my God, that's stellar. Thank you. Well, thank you both so much, and I hope I hope everything settles down electronically for you guys. So that was
yes,
really
that would
funny
be good. I don't want any more surprises. I've had too many surprises today.
Yes, and I want to share a quote with you. The quote is: "I am too positive to be doubtful, too optimistic to be fearful, and too determined to be defeated." And it's by Hussein Mishaf.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Yes. That's exactly how I feel. So I have a fire lit under me once again.
Good deal.
All right, ladies. Have a great rest of the show.
You too. God bless.
You as well. Hey,
and thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I bet you she was laughing so hard listening to our conversation.
I know. It's like, and it's weird. It's like people don't understand how I get everything done that I get done. And then when something like this happens to me, I'm like, I guess that means I'm just supposed to slow down, but I don't know how I can get everything done if I do. Oh, well.
Everything gets done at the right place, at the right time, for the right reason.
Exactly. Are you ready for the next one?
Let's do it.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station.
This would be me.
Hmm.
I don't know how to reply.
That's weird. Okay. I'm clicking on a 561 number.
Oh, how weird. It's even getting stranger. That's funny.
I don't know what I've done. But, okay. We'll go to the next one. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hello, ladies. How are you doing?
Oh, boy.
Being entertained tonight with electronics.
That's
the most
baffling
gadget we could laugh about it.
That's exactly the way to look at it. You're being entertained.
Oh, the cosmos do that. So, who do we have here tonight?
So, hi, this is Andy. How are you both doing aside from the electronics?
Andy. I'm doing great.
Good. I think also aside from Mercury and retrograde approaching, we've got some solar flare activity that's been pretty intense.
That could explain it. Yeah.
So I don't know if that might have something to do with it as well. But I think we're all going through it. I had a cable modem just up and kind of almost blow up yesterday. So it was like, I guess you need to be replaced.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so there we go. Well, I had a quick question about the October 23rd, I guess it's a solar eclipse.
Yes, that would be a solar eclipse.
And I was just curious how that was going to impact or what I should maybe be observing. I think that's hitting in my fourth house.
And where do you live now?
I'm in Overland Park, Kansas.
Okay.
It will be in your fourth house, definitely. And, you know, it's an interesting time because we not only have the sun and the solar eclipse with the moon, but Venus is in conjunction with that as well. Just to let you know. Are you planning on remodeling or changing your home in some way?
Yes.
Okay. I think you're going to come to
the roof. I hope it's not the roof.
No. No, the roof was new a couple of years ago.
Okay.
No, know, with the Venus there, I'm thinking beauty. You know, I'm thinking real natural beauty. And I'm, what I see, and I'll just say what I see. With Mercury being in Libra, it's hard to make decisions.
Okay? Yes.
Of what you actually want or don't want in the situation. And Mercury is retrograde at that time, so it does give you more of a power to be able to really make that better decision. Timing is interesting on this because I think you're going to come to, during that period of time, I think you're really going to come to an understanding of really what you want and don't want as far as to do with your home and what you're, how things are going to pan out and how things are going to play out. I think that this Mercury retrograde is going to give you that backing up and looking at that second look at your house and really taking and thinking about, really, what do I want? And asking more questions, doing more information, and gathering more to launch this transformation as far as your home is concerned. So I think that's what it's going to give you, is that shift to go, okay, now I know what I want. Now I can start putting it together. Does that make sense to you?
Excellent. Yes, absolutely. I think it's a reevaluation of... not only the beauty of the home, but who and what do I want in the home going forward?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is a transformation and change with your home. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I see a lot of inconjuncts or quincunxes to your natal Venus, Andy. So, and because we're dealing with water, air, energy, that's why I was worried about the roof or plumbing or mold or being able to breathe in a place when they're doing the renovations. So I have some concerns about that. I want you to make sure that you take all necessary protections for your breathing apparatus while this is going on.
Okay.
And I also want to tell you that I do agree with Jacqueline that this is going to be stellar once it's done, because Uranus is retrograde sitting on your ancient part of fortune, because I use the ancient part of fortune in the relocate, and this indicates to me that it's going to be better than you could ever have dreamed of once done. But I just want you to be very, very careful to make sure it's safe for you or any pets you might have during that time of change.
Excellent.
Okay. But I do think,
okay,
it's going to, as Jacqueline said, it's going to be amazing. And I think that if you protect yourself while it's going on, you're going to feel more protected also moving forward, as you and she both pointed out, to intruders. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The energetics are going to be better for you. The energetics are going to be much better for you.
Great. Great. Thank you both so much. That's really interesting.
You're welcome. We're glad you called in. It's funny because I kept saying, she's a breath of fresh air, and I said, no. Inside myself, and said, she's a breath of fresh air. I said, no. So I looked again. I said, okay, breathing. Got it. I exploded. I've had just so many snafus.
Oh, that's funny.
Hang in there with the technology. We'll get through it.
Yes, we will.
We will.
It'll be better than ever.
That's right. Thank you.
Okay. Andy, we're always happy to hear from you, honey. Okay.
Take care.
Have a blessed night. All right. Bye.
You too.
Wow. All right. Are we ready for the next one?
I think we are.
Okay. I think you are. Okay. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, it's Angela again. It sounds much better.
Oh, great. How you doing tonight?
Doing well. It's kind of funny, all your electronic problems. Maybe it's all that energy you guys have. Maybe? Okay. Well, my question is, my Venus is in Scorpio. And I was wondering what that means when Venus is in Libra. What would that mean for me?
Well, it's sextiles at that point in time. It is harmonious. Think about two keys that are next to each other that sound similar and they're harmonious together when you play them together. It does work to your advantage. Your Venus is 27 degrees, so you have a late Venus in Scorpio. So the benefits that you're going to receive are going to be later than earlier with the Mercury going retrograde. So,
does this help you lose
weight?
Does this help you lose weight? I'm just kind of curious because all of a sudden, I'm not really trying to lose weight, but I'm losing weight again. You know, there's times in my life where I lose weight very easily. I'm wondering if maybe it's tied to that, maybe.
I think that's tied to the Mars and Sagittarius.
Me too.
Fab.
Yep, I agree.
Okay.
Yep.
This is cool information. I really
it's
like
speeding
this.
Speeding up your metabolism here. It's in your sixth house of work, service, and health, and it is forming some nice trines to your north node, and it's going to even be trining your Saturn. So over the next 5 weeks, I think it's even going to be better. You have a lot of energy. You're going to trim down a bit. You'll get more organized.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be lightening your load in more than one way. Does that make sense, Jacqueline?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Does that mean my love life will get better then?
Only if you initiate.
Okay. Well, that's
you need to be the initiator.
Yeah.
Your picker's not broken. Don't let them pick
that's
you. You pick them.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I was thinking that. I was like, oh, I'm my judge of character. I don't know. Life happens, though.
Well, and here again,
I
think that... It's a great time over the next couple months as far as really getting out there with your love life. I agree with Aphrodite that it is time. Anytime you have Sagittarius on your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, it's time to really stand firm and go, okay, I can do this. Okay.
Does it say anything about a national story?
It's time for you to go out and say, I can do this. I can find the right one. Okay. You're a Libra sun. And
yes.
I go back to the same thing anytime I look at somebody's chart, which the sun is your soul. Where does your soul lie? What do you desire the most? Okay. And classically it says you must succeed in this lifetime where your sun lies. Your sun is in the fifth house in Libra. Okay. So that means romance and one-to-one relationships are the most important thing to you in your life and success in them. Okay? And
does
so
it also
here
mean
again,
truth and justice, though?
Justice, I'd have to hesitate.
I'm part of a national
you know,
scandal right now, so I'm just curious.
I think you can
the North
rise
Node is going to be backing
that
up into your Mercury retrograde.
Uh-huh.
So I think you're going to feel justified, but it may not be an outer justice as much as you feel justified in the decisions you have made.
All right.
Does that make sense?
A little bit. I'm part of it's a big national scandal. I don't know if you've heard of the CDC whistleblower. I'm one of the insiders. I mean, just things are happening so quickly and everything, and I suddenly feel like I have all this weight lifted off my shoulders. Like, there's nothing to stop it now. And now I can concentrate on me for a change. And I've been working at this for 10 years. 10 long years. And it feels wonderful. And I like Mercury in retrograde. It makes me more creative. For people that are more artistic, I think Mercury in retrograde is a help to us.
Well, and I'll give it to you this way, because natally you have a Mercury retrograde, and anybody who has a planet retrograde when they're born, when that planet is retrograde, it actually helps them because that's where they feel most comfortable. So you're backwards for most of the people, because when the planet's direct, you're not so sure of what you have to say. You're not so sure of things. So I
agree that
anytime Mercury goes retrograde, it really gives you that power to stand up and go, okay, I'm finally going in the right direction again.
That is so insightful. You guys are very well informed and explain things in a easy to understand way. I appreciate that.
We appreciate you calling in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you have a stellar night.
All right.
God bless you. All righty then. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hello. Is this for me?
Yes, it is.
It is you.
Oh, hi. This is Dee, and I'm calling from Maine. And I think you have my chart, August 30th, Aegean, Greece.
I don't have you in here.
Okay.
For some reason. Oh, no, here you... That's funny. You just showed up.
What's your
August
first name?
30th.
What's your first
it's
name?
D. D.
Okay. Maybe I just have you as D. So I have D1
okay.
and D2.
Okay.
It's August 30th, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good. Then I've got you. So what was your question for us tonight?
I just want to know how this Mercury retrograde is going to hit me this time.
Psychological changes. Are you writing a book or planning to write a book or having something to do with communications and writing?
No.
Hmm.
I have some legal stuff going on.
Do you have somebody representing you, or are you doing the work yourself?
No, I have someone representing me.
Interesting.
Where do you live now?
I live in Maine.
What city?
Up near Halton.
Take a look at that.
Mars is really heating things up.
Really? Is that good or bad?
It can be good because if all the details are in place,
good.
The judgment is secure. But what Mars is going to do is he's going to push it through.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You have to have squares in order to have activity, okay? People look at a square in astrology, sometimes they're like, oh, no, well... You know, squares to me don't indicate you can't. They indicate you must.
Okay.
So whoever's advocating for you right now is probably going to take a little bit more of a dynamic approach. But your planets in Virgo are being complemented by Venus right now, and you do have some sustaining trines that are going on with your natal Saturn. Well, your Saturn in Maine, excuse me. So my feeling is that right now this is a time when things can actually propel themselves. If you don't get resolution by the time Mercury goes retrograde, it could end up going on longer than you'd like, though. It could end up going into delay. What do you think,
okay.
Jacqueline?
Well, and I do agree. I'm going to suggest that you double-check the paperwork, that you double-check the, you know, go over everything with your attorney as far as the information he has.
Okay.
Because, again, I think you have a key to a certain amount of information that needs to come out to make this happen.
Okay.
It's best if you do it over the next 72 hours.
Wow. Okay.
Absolutely.
The moon is moving fast. The moon is going to intersect with Mars over the next couple of days. So this is a time to pick up that ball and run with it.
Yeah, I was going to contact him tomorrow.
Good. Good thinking. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I try
to
do it before
sure
5 o'clock if you can. Yeah.
Okay.
Make sure you go over everything. Tonight I would sit down and I would think of, you know, what do I need to ask him? What do I need to give him, you know? Get a list so that you can keep it organized at this point in time when you talk to him and go through the list, okay?
Okay.
Because here again, he might not know certain things that he needs to know, and he doesn't even know he needs to know them, okay,
right.
Is my point. So I think this is really to your advantage right now to take an active part in it.
Okay. Because this has been going on since April.
That's not as long as you think when you're dealing with these kind of matters, really.
Okay.
I think you're probably on average right on time with it. Don't let the amount of time that's passed influence decisions you need to make quickly now. Because I think that if you move forward with more courage and optimism, I think the outcome is going to be easier for you. It'll be the same, but it'll be easier for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a stellar night. Keep us posted.
I will. Thank you very
much. All right. God bless. Very, way cool. So, I'm going to try and pick up this call before that I've got you again. Let's see if there's anybody there.
Okay.
Good evening. It's the Illumination Station. Are you there?
I don't know who you're talking to.
Are you area code 5?
That would be Cindy.
Yes. I answered once, and then someone else came in, and what you need to do is find out which area code you're coming from. So anyway, yes, it's me. Are you there?
Yes, we are.
I'm here.
Okay. Well, Jacqueline, I do have a question. I fell down the other day on Okeechobee. My legs just went out from under me, and I was going with the lights, and four guys came and picked me up, et cetera, et cetera. Is that going to be a reoccurring situation, or is it a one-time deal?
I need a birth date because I've got six Cindys on here.
Oh, October 17th, 1933.
Okay. Right.
Let me take a look at your solar return real quick here. You're going to be in West Palm for your birthday?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Stewart.
Oh, good.
Awesome. It's fun
I'm not worried about it. Oh, it is. Cindy's such a sweetheart, my fellow Libra.
Partners in crime, huh? Okay, I get that.
Absolutely.
I was doing a radio show when I met her.
That's right.
Local radio show. And that's how it fits. Long time ago. It was ages
that's
ago.
That's for sure.
Looking for the direct, the vertex. Okay. You were tired or emotionally down at that point in time, is that correct?
No, not really.
Okay. Because the vertex hit your moon, and that's really what set that balance off. I see nothing in your solar return to take you off balance on a permanent basis, nor... In the transits that would take you for any length of time off balance. The vertex sometimes shifts, and when it shifts like that, a lot of times you can have that effect of feeling off balance because you were dealing with something emotionally. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, Mars was conjoining her Venus in Sag. Were you trying to get somewhere in a hurry and not really paying attention?
I was crossing the street with the minutes, watching the minutes go by.
Yeah. It seems to me that there was, again, a sense of timelessness, and you didn't even see it coming because there was a square with Neptune, even though it was a wide orb. And, again, Mars is going to be past that point. Now, when I look at your relocation chart to where you live now, Mars is going to still be forming some squares over the next week to retrograde Chiron. Okay, which is the wounded healer of the zodiac. Now, were you injured? Are you sore anywhere?
Oh, yeah, I'm sore.
Okay, so this is a time that you need to, over the next week, really pace yourself. In other words, know that you're not going to be as quick or as agile or as alert because when you have a certain amount of chronic pain, when you're recovering from an injury, for the next 7 days, though, just take it a little easy is what I'm going to recommend, okay?
Okay.
But I can I am going pretty quickly through, so it shouldn't cause you a lot of difficulty, but I just want you to slow down the pace a little bit, because you seem that kind of person. You're a go-getter, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. So that's okay, but I think because you're already a little sore, say to yourself, all right, I need to pace myself a little bit better. I'll get there right on time, and you'll just be fine.
Okay, good.
Thank
you.
And I will suggest this for you as well. You might want to take an Epsom salts bath or do some kind
good
of
idea.
Heat therapy on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll really find that'll help a great deal.
Okay, okay. Will do. Thank you.
We're so happy to hear
Take
from you.
Care,
Keep everybody. Us posted, okay?
Okay. See you
Good
soon,
you.
Jacqueline.
Can't wait.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Welcome. Well, we're at the top of the hour here. Want to tell people how they can find you, Jacqueline?
Okay. Well, I'm still in Ohio. I will be returning in a couple of weeks to Stewart. And... so for now, everybody can catch me at 772-286-2720. How about you?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. And if you've called in later in the show, I just want to let you know that next week, next Sunday night, Jacqueline and I are going to have a two-hour special. The first hour is going to be mostly, like it always is. The second hour, we're going to have Teresa Sharp join us. And Jack and I do astrology, but we also do tarot. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Festival of Light thing that Teresa's doing up in Forest, Virginia. And we're going to do some tarot readings for you for the second hour. So we're going to have a two-hour special, so be sure to tune in. So we'll be on the show between 6 to 8. And we always love serving you, and we're glad when you call in. And we give you the best we've got, even though tonight we've had our electronic challenges. I guess we've met the test. What do you say, Jacqueline?
I think we have.
Good
Tonight
good.
Has definitely been entertaining as far as challenges with technology is concerned.
Yes, and the thing is, you know, it's been going this way for me for a couple of weeks, and I'm like, I even did a house cleansing, and it's still happening, so I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing next, but I guess I'm going to have to play that by ear.
And you will find out. That's one of the things
yeah,
about the universe.
Yeah, I'll fill everybody in next week.
Sometimes it guides you in unique ways. And here again, this is one of those unique guides.
Absolutely.
I can't wait for Teresa. She's wonderful. I've seen her chart. And everybody who's out there, call back. Have something for her because she's really an interesting woman. And I'm sure that she'll bring some wonderful insights.
She will. She will for sure. God bless you both, and God bless you out there, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Have a good week. Good night.